Inside the Yaw Art Center, behind a door marked music, Andrea Burke is teaching a group of elementary age students to drum and sing. Some of the students are fidgety, and so keeping them in sync is a challenge.
Now, are we all doing the same beat, or are some people going faster or slower?
Faster!
Yeah, so we want to keep...
This mini camp with elementary students is followed by 2 weeks with middle schoolers and then another 2 weeks with high schoolers. More than 700 students will set foot on the Sheldon Jackson campus this summer, and most of them will pass through Yaw. One of the hopes for the Art Place grant is that when the summer is over, these hallways will still have people in them.
If we have more space that we can use during the year, then we can have more activities.
Roger Schmidt is executive director of Alaska Arts Southeast.
This grant was a natural fit to start bringing another building online, and that's the Yaw Arts Center, a place where there can be studio space, there can be classroom space, there can be gallery space, and that it can be a vibrant arts center for our community.
Schmidt says creating that environment where people are able to practice something that matters to them or are attracted to town because they can improves the community's quality of life. And more, quality of life translates to economic development.
The arts are something that, as a community, as an economic force, we haven't talked a lot about. I think quietly it's been a huge force. Just alone in this year, this campus, we've put $500,000 of cash that's going directly into paying contractors and workers to do restoration work. That money is generated by the heart, by the passion that the arts create in people.
Ask Tor Christensen. The Sitka Assembly member was on the organization's board before he was elected to office, and in the 1970s, he was a camper here.
I was okay at the trumpet for a while there. I started to get good, and then I drifted away from it. But at the theater, I think I held my own.
On this day, he's standing next to Allen Auditorium, taking a break from the CPR class he's teaching to the camp staff. As a former camper and a former board member, Christensen says he's just happy that something he enjoyed is still around so that he can share it with his kids. But as an assembly member, he asks a different set of questions.
What's the return on investment? How much money and, I guess, non-tangibles does it bring to the city for how much we put into it?
The city exempts most of the campus from property tax. That's required by state law for educational institutions. And it granted an exemption for the Hames Center under the city's community purpose rule.
And I suspect we get more than that back just in the sales tax revenue generated by the economic activity here.
Sheldon Jackson College was a private institution, but the city took a keen interest in its fate when it shut down in 2007. City leaders discussed options for the campus. They took over management of the college's fitness center, and they even helped court officials from the University of Dubuque in Iowa, which was considering taking over part of the campus. The Dubuque deal fell through, and when the campus was donated to the Fine Arts Camp, it became up to the organization and members of the community to make the 20 buildings usable again.
And it was interesting to watch on the assembly when this was first starting. There was a lot of skepticism. And now you can't help but look over here and say, it's happened, it's happening. And the amount of community support makes this a much easier from the city standpoint to support. Not to mention the fact you're not asking for any money from us. So it's a win-win for the city.
The journey this campus has taken in the last 2 years, and the journey it's still taking, is a lot like that music class we visited. A bunch of people got together, they found a certain rhythm, and in a way, they learned to sing the same song. As the campus develops, its supporters hope the tune is catchy. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.